Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Smith, it's a high fly ball to deep left field. It's got a chance. It is gone! It's Will Smith in Game 7! And in the 11th inning of Game 7, the Dodgers lead for the first time.
And there you have it, your World Series champion. Thank you to Fox for that call with Joe Davis and John Smoltz. It was a hell of a way to end a season. We'll get to all the football. We got so much NFL, so much college. But, Pearl, I mean, when something like this happens on a Friday night and a Saturday night, Game 6, Game 7 of the World Series, you got to just pay attention, right? You've got to give it its proper due because it was an epic Game 7. I feel for the Toronto fans. They had plenty of chances. And for the Dodgers, in the moment, it felt like the wrong team won. But then you got to tip your cap to Yoshinobu Yamamoto for what he did. He was just an absolute monster, winning three games in this series, including pitching on back-to-back days. It just, like, I want to kill the Dodgers for this somehow. I want to denigrate this. I want to say you bought your title. I want to throw all the inflammatory stuff at the Dodgers. And at the end of the day, though, I just come away with, wow, just beyond impressed that they were not hitting. They had to take it to the wire of extra innings, and they still found a way to get it done. Unreal.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. All that's true about the Dodgers. To me, the headline was the heartbreak for the Blue Jays because it took them 30 years to get here. Yeah. We would have busted that drought that we were talking about.
I had all the merch on back order.
And let's be totally honest. It might take them 30 years to get back because that's where baseball is today. Anyone who thinks there's a rhyme or reason did not watch this World Series. There's no rhyme or reason. And this is the same team that won 74 games last year. We have no idea if they'll be back. There's no talent. They're not like the Dodgers where they can throw out four Cy Young winners. So the Blue Jays had their opportunity. They absolutely blew it on the base pass. There's no doubt about it. I could see it in Game 5 even. I'm like, they are not tight on the base pass. And I don't know. I'm not blaming the manager, but you got to have a team meeting and say every single play on the base pass is important. Then IKF doesn't take a big enough lead, and he can't score in the bottom of the ninth. And so many little things that cost him that entire series, and it's just really heartbreaking. I feel bad losing Game 6 and 7 at home. You're right, and that, you could argue the wrong team won because a home team lost the last two games. The Dodgers are incredible, but it is just completely heartbreaking. You know that Why World of Sports promo, like the agony of defeat.
Yeah.
The agony of defeat times 10.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, I know heartbreaking losses, right? I feel like I'm kind of an expert on this kind of thing. I understand it.
Yeah.
Why, an experience?
Yeah, a little bit. Like my whole life is being a Bills fan. And you can add a little Mets into that if you'd like to also. But this is what is such a bummer here for the Toronto Blue Jays. It's not that you can't think about, are we ever going to get back? No. That's, can't do it that way.
But it's
No. What I'm looking at is that some of the most impactful plays outside of Yamamoto, who makes $300+ million, who they brought over from Japan, who they'd never seen throw a pitch in the major leagues, and gave him $300 million because Ohtani deferred all that money, and they got him there. And it'd be so easy to be like, you know, you bought this one. You bought this one. But who came up with some of the biggest plays in Game 6 and Game 7? Miguel Rojas? Are you kidding? Miguel Rojas, who hits a game-tying home run in the bottom of the ninth inning. Solo home run. Hadn't hit a home run since September 19th. Like, doesn't hit off of right-handed pitchers, Pearl. Will Smith, who caught the equivalent of 8 games in a 7-game series because of the 18-inning game. The solo home run off of Shane Bieber, a guy who's going to make a ton of money. It's just crazy to me that of all the people it could have come down to, again, Yamamoto obviously deserves all the credit in the world for what he did. It was an unbelievable outing. but it was actually the lesser known guys. Andy Páez, who had just gotten inserted into the game in the outfield to make that kind of catch. Like, yeah, it was the big Dodgers. You know, the Dodgers have a lot of stars, and you saw a lot of them in this game seven. Obviously, Shohei started the game, but was not so effective. You saw Glasnow, and you saw Snell, and Yamamoto came in. And Mookie Betts had, obviously, you know, the game started, the game-ending double play, the series-ending double play. And you had all those high-priced big guys contribute. But really, when it came down to it, Miguel Rojas, Will Smith, Andy Páez, I mean, these are the guys who end up really being the heroes of the World Series outside of Yamamoto, and they are not the high-priced guys.
Well, yeah, but the only reason they were available to be those stars is because the Blue Jays handed the series away. I mean, and the ball got caught in the bottom of the fence, but that's besides
the point.
Yeah, but the series would have been over, possibly. Or at least they would have tied the game. So here's the thing. What happened to the take on last Thursday that Shohei Ohtani is the greatest player of all time?
I still think he can be the greatest player of all time.
Whoa!
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait. Did you just hear what she said? He can be?
He still is. Fine. You want me to be super definitive about it? He still is the greatest player of all time. Because you want to know why? He did not put the Dodgers in a position where they lost that game seven.
Okay?
Now, is it weird that Yamamoto ended up getting more outs than him? A little bit. But that's what happens in a game seven. No. I'm not going to kill Ohtani for this one. Listen, even John Paxson and Steve Kerr made a couple shots in these in some of those NBA finals. You can still say that Jordan is the greatest ever.
Okay? Steve Kerr, the Warriors coach?
Yeah, look him up.
So I'm trying to understand, wrap my head around how you view this Dodgers team. Are they a gutty, little, spicy utility player team? Are they a superstar-laden team? Like, what is this?
Are they a
dynasty?
Absolutely.
Are they a dynasty like the Yankees were a dynasty at the end of the 90s?
Okay, so here's the deal. You had back-to-back champs now. The Dodgers are back-to-back champs for the first time since the Yankees did it in 99-2000. But the Yankees were in the midst of three in a row and four and five.
And how many games did they lose in that World Series run?
Oh, I don't know. Do you have it in front of you?
Well, no. I know they lost one in the last three. I don't know. The early one went closer to this one. But they won four. They won four. But the three in a row, they just destroyed the Padres and everybody.
Okay.
I looked it up earlier this morning. And Jordan never went to a game seven. Does a team like the Dodgers, who win with utility players in a game seven when the other team gets caught on the bases at least 23 times in the series, is that dynasty stuff?
Yes. Now, where you lose me is with 2020. I can't get behind the pandemic World Series. That was a 60-game season. Any self-respecting baseball fan, in my opinion, knows that 60 games is not at all indicative of what someone does in a World Series. You're not playing in front of crowds. That whole thing, I'm not giving them that one.
So that was before. It kind of feels like a different team.
Pre-Shohei. But the other part, though, is I think the – in order to have a dynasty, you have back-to-back has to be an element of the dynasty. So are we in the midst of one? Yes. I mean, do they need probably another one in the next two seasons to really cement it? But those early 2000s Yankees, we were operating under very different baseball back then. They didn't have nearly the types of rules in place to try and even out some of the competition.
Like a salary cap kind of
thing. But they don't. I mean, and they still don't, because look at the Dodgers.
Late 90s, and you could argue those Yankees were homegrown too. So.
Yeah.
But
4-4.
Here's the thing. Here's why they're a modern dynasty. You're right, a cap dynasty. But I honestly think the Dodgers could just as easily win or lose next year. Like a dynasty, like Michael Jordan, you know, when they get out on the diamond or the field, they're going to win and beat everybody. The Dodgers are right there in the mix. They're right in the mix with the Blue Jays and anybody else who comes along.
Well, you can say the same thing about the Chiefs. I mean, the Chiefs are definitely a dynasty, but every single time they've been in the Super Bowl.
Right. And are they definitely
they've also won some really close calls too.
Are they a dynasty like the Steelers were a dynasty? Not exactly. I think we have to. I think we're desperate to crown someone a dynasty, and maybe this Dodgers going back to back feels like an attempt to do that. But it is not a dynastic sport right now. The playoffs are too long. So many different things can happen. It's going to be really hard. I think the Dodgers are thrilled that they won that one because they realize, man, we're going to have to fight really hard to get back here. And that's not exactly how dynasties think, but you know they do have Shohei, so. That is possibility.
You know, it's just kind of an odd season for the Dodgers overall, if we're really keeping it a buck, as they say. It was not like last year where it felt like they were so super dominant. You know, they went through waves of not being able to hit, and their pitching was really what was the most consistent thing. their starting pitching. And then they get to this World Series and they kind of, outside of like one blip really against your Phillies, right? They really kind of cruised through the postseason, then found themselves in this real, real dogfight with the Toronto Blue Jays. This is what I'm saying about it. I want to destroy the Dodgers today. I want to, because I don't like what they did with Ohtani in terms of deferring the money. And they did that, and they got Yamamoto, and then look at what happened. They're putting him on the mound back-to-back game six, game seven, after he did a complete game in game two, which hadn't been done in forever. So to me, I want to kill them. I want to crush them. I want to say, you bought this, and it's cheap, and it means absolutely nothing. But then I'm looking at the game, and I'm watching the guys who came through for the Dodgers when they needed it the most, and it's guys like Miguel Rojas, and it's guys like Andy Páez, and it's guys like Will Smith. What do you do with that? You say they won a World Series because they bought Miguel Rojas? Give me a break. Guy's not even a starter. So as much as I want to crush him, I want to.
How much they spent on Yamamoto?
$325 million.
Okay, then
insane.
Then they did buy World Series.
But you know what? He earned it. Can anyone earn $325 million?
No, he definitely earned it.
He earned it.
But I think to dismiss the Dodgers' money playing a factor in the World Series when the World Series MVP was a guy they spent $300 million on and a guy that pitched after pitching six innings the day before feels like you're almost giving them too much credit for just this being just like rally guys who came together and ragtag guys who came together. Well, we know what time it is.
No, it's not. This is not the movie Major League.
Right.
Yeah. No, I understand it, but... Were you not also impressed with Yamamoto? See, that's the thing. It's like sometimes with these bloated guys, the bloated contracts, it's when they don't do stuff. Like this is a dude who pitched six innings and then was like, I'm getting treatment and I'm coming back for game seven. Like I have to respect it no matter how much he's making. And then ultimately when you're looking at the heroes from game seven, it's unlikely, right? That Miguel Rojas is going to run into one to tie the game in the bottom of the ninth inning when he hasn't homered since mid-September?
Yeah, but Will Smith
is a star.
He's
hit two home runs since the All-Star game?
Right, but Will Smith is a star. He's one of the best catchers in Major League Baseball.
Highly paid, too.
Yeah, Yamamoto is
not compared to these guys.
No, but I mean, he's one of the best players on their team, no question. Like, he's not a scrub at all. Like, Rojas, yes, that's your, Aaron Bleepin' Boone. That's your random guy who hits a home run, Bucky Dent. Like, but that happens in baseball. I think you can understand that. But I do think some of these other guys, Yamamoto, Shohei, Mookie Betts, like, those guys also have big factors in Game 7, and they make a lot of money. And I think when you think of the Dodgers and the fact that they were able to get Yamamoto because they deferred $700 million to Shohei Ohtani, I can't feel good about what they've done. I think I can I respect it on a level that they simply won a title? Sure. But can I respect the idea that, oh, they're not playing at another set of rules than everybody else? No, I can't respect that.
Mookie Betts with a slump-busting swing.
I know.
All right, Will Smith.
Would have been perfect for the merch, but it's just wrong team won for Maggie Gray, 2025 year of the drought buster.
Smith is the fourth highest paid catcher in baseball. For a catcher, he is highly, highly paid.
Okay, listen, you want to tell me you thought that Will Smith was going to be the 11th inning hero. Not Freddie Freeman, Mookie, Shohei.
But how much? Because we don't see catchers getting paid $35 million.
Yeah, your guy,
just got a 10-year, $140 million deal.
But he's a three-time All-Star. He's everyone knew Will. All-Star game. Again, I'm not saying he's a scrub, but
just saying, were you not expecting Freeman, Betts?
Yeah.
Even Kike Hernandez, who had an awesome, started double play to end game six.
No, everybody expected Will Smith to make a play. Like, they moved him up in the lineup. Like, Will Smith is no joke. That's a guy who's clutch. I think everyone, that's not a surprise. But he's, Miguel Rojas, I'll give you. But Will Smith, everyone thought he was going to do something.
Got to be careful with Will Smith, especially when you keep his name his wife's name in your mouth.
But this was all about the pitching. I mean,
that's all right, Will Smith, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
This was
in L.A.
But all right, you have to admit, starting Shohei was probably a bad move. I think I was like, come on, dude. Like, he was out there. He shouldn't have even started him the game before. Like, guy was on base nine times. You don't think his legs were going to wear down? And then you don't think he was lucky to get out of that game with only letting three runs in three innings because it wasn't there. And by the way, your Savage's pitches weren't there either. Like, bringing these starters in off the bench in a deciding game, I get it. But I don't know. Like, well, I could tell almost immediately that Trey Savage is like, oh, that is not the same person that we saw a couple nights ago.
Nobody got himself out of a jam, and then I didn't understand why they went back to him. Yeah. That I thought he had done his job if they just needed him for an inning. As far as Ohtani is concerned, listen, I mean, you give up a 3-run home run to Bichette, right?
That ball's still going, I think.
But here's the situation, right? He was also in the top of the first on base. And at third, and no one could drive him in. You're wondering, why didn't he score a run in this game? Well, I mean, he was right there. He was right there. So
He
could have made a bigger impact, is what I'm saying.
He's get 50-something home runs. Where are the home runs?
Well, they intentionally walked him at one point, but where are the home runs? I don't know. He didn't. What do you want me to say?
No, I just think that
this was not a game that actually was about Shohei Ohtani.
I think his legs must have gone to some extent. I mean, I think that 18-inning game had a huge impact on the rest of the series. So, and maybe more on the Dodgers than the Blue Jays, because the Blue Jays actually seemed to rebound better. The whole thing is crazy. I mean, they lost game 6 and 7 in Toronto. They had every opportunity. Yeah, I mean, it just sucks. It sucks for Toronto fans. I have a good buddy who's in Toronto.
Yeah.
And I didn't even want to talk to him.
No,
I was going to say it's just sports, but this one feels like it's not just sports. Like, this has got to cut harder.
Okay, couple poll questions then. Was this World Series more about the Dodgers or the Blue Jays? Was it more about Dodgers pulling out a win or the Blue Jays heartbreak, as Perloff said? Did the right team win? Another poll question. And, you know, I think last year when the Dodgers beat the Yankees decidedly.
Never happened.
I don't think you might have said, oh, they bought a World Series, but look who they were up against. Like, the team that invented that, you know? So you really could say, like, hey, listen, you beat them at their own game. And it's not like the Blue Jays have a small payroll, okay?
Yeah, but, I mean, that was like, if you get a fly ball into the outfield against Manny's Yankees, like, it's going to be a circus out there.
Oh, yeah, they can't play defense.
That one was like, was the story. Like, two payrolls, but one smartly didn't ignore fielding altogether. But
damn it!
Yeah.
Oh, man, you got live cuts from last year. It's crazy.
There's just something that feels a little different about this one. You know what I'm saying? Because it's, even though Toronto is not like a small market and they spend a lot of money, team. They have a payroll north of $200 million, guys. This is not the poor.
They nearly spent a lot of money on Shohei Ohtani. They had him on a plane going to Toronto.
Yeah.
And yet it does feel different. It did feel like a David Goliath type of thing.
Definitely, even though the Blue Jays had more wins, yeah.
And the Blue Jays don't probably deserve that title. It was just guys who were coming through who are not the household names. The Ernie Clements,
sure.
You know, and
Alejandro Kirk,
oof, your guy.
They did put Max Scherzer on the mound.
Yeah, who pitched really well, 41 years old.
I got to give Dave Robertson credit. He really masterminded that whole last inning.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I hear you. But generally,
walking bars to go to Kirk so that Kirk could hit into a ground ball who's slow as crap. And it was just, I'm sorry, Manny. I know that's your guy. But it worked like a T. Like, worked, everything worked perfectly.
Well, that could be the second poll. Did the Dodgers win because of Dave Roberts or in spite of Dave Roberts? And I know how L.A. will vote on that one.
They, I thought that inning he did well.
Yeah, I hear you. I tell you. But I definitely saw a lot of on social media, oh, man, Dave Roberts gets criticized heavily, more than any other manager, because he's in these high-profile situations again and again and again. The guy is just, he's a human being who just lends himself to postseason drama as a player and a manager. I don't know if the world agrees with you. I know it's a good point, but I feel like Dave Roberts kind of kept the Blue Jays in the series, maybe.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We get it going with the World Series. Did the right team win? Does this one feel even more like the one that the Dodgers paid for? I think that's what the naysayers will say. I don't know. I want to crush him. I really do. Just can't. I can't when I see Miguel Rojas coming through and Andy Páez coming through.
But that was fun.
It was super fun. It was jaw-dropping. It really was.
I had a hell of a time watching that as an IBO, Independent Baseball Observer.
I mean, one of the greatest World Series ever. Pillar to post. 18 innings, got a guy going a complete game, which we haven't seen in such a long time.
Game-tying home run, top of the ninth.
How about game six? Game six was bananas, too.
All of it was fun. Baseball was good.
It was good. 888-710-4ISN. Other poll questions? Baseball back?
I have three poll questions out now.
We have 60 poll questions. Hey, it's almost election day.
You know what I mean? Let's go. Let's try to get everybody in the spirit.
That's true.
Feel like Quinnipiac. Just me.
Okay. You guys want to talk about the World Series? Let's get it going. We also had a lot of fun yesterday in the NFL with some crazy games. College football was chaos as usual. We've got it all for you on this Monday. It's the Maggie Perloff Show. Give us a call, 888-710-4ISN.
All right, now we don't have baseball, but we still have so much action on Prize Picks, Maggie. We could go hoops. We could obviously go football. We could go college football. I was riding on baseball all weekend long.
Yeah.
And I did pretty well. My man, Vlad, went over his fantasy score. So that's how Prize Picks works. You project more or less on the stats for a player. And if you're right, you can win big. And you get a $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. It's awesome. And it's a great way to keep the party going, even with baseball out of the picture.
Did you realize that the Dallas Cowboys are playing tonight? Dallas Cowboys Monday Night Football against the Cardinals. So how about a little CD Lamb receiving yards? 83.5. I'm going to go less than. And, of course, when you have CeeDee Lamb, who do you naturally pair him with? Well, Lauri Markkanen, of course. Utah, 27.5 points. Match made in heaven on Prize Picks. I'm going to go less than on Markkanen as well. So, ride along with us. It's a lot of fun. If you want to know if Prize Picks is available in your state, probably is, because it's available in 40 or more states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. Prize Picks has become our obsession. It can be yours too. Just download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code MNP and get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks. You get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5, win or lose. You'll get the $50 bonus credit in lineups just for playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. It is good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff, honoring your Los Angeles Dodgers. You know, it's funny. I'll be totally honest. I'm not sure non-Dodgers fans were happy about this outcome because it was a David versus Goliath. And it's nothing against the Dodgers. Like, they become the evil empire in a couple ways. One, they spend so much, but just they're the best team, obviously. I think they're way more likable than the 90s Yankees or even the 2000s Yankees, because I still love Mookie. I still love Shohei. I kind of like Will Smith. I like all these guys. So
that's just for you personally.
But no, I think likeable. Like Mookie's clearly probably the most likable person in all four professional sports. If you ever heard it, you ever heard anything negative about that human being? And he likes to bowl. He's really cool. And then the rest of the guys are totally like, there's not like your Kevin Browns or your Roger Clemens or like your guys who come off like jerks. None of them do. My wife, for example, Sarah, doesn't follow baseball. She's like, I really like this Dodgers team.
I don't know. There's some guys on the team that I don't particularly like.
Like who?
Well, I think Blake Snell can be a little something. But here's the thing. You're asking me like, dislike. Who cares? Like, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to dismiss your argument here. I just, at that moment, I'm like, they are the villains because of they put themselves in the situation. Mookie Betts can bowl 15 300 games. That doesn't change it to me, right? Like, to me, it's more about not who they are as individual people, forgive me. It's just about who they are as a collective. And that's why I really wanted to crush them for winning the World Series. But then you look a little bit closer into guys who had huge impacts in Game 6 and Game 7. And outside of Yamamoto, who gets paid, like, an ace at $300+ million. It was a lot of unsung hero guys. Let's go to the phones. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Big Friendly is in California. We'll give you the first word here, Friendly. Good morning.
It's going to be another sunny day and a parade in L.A. We love it. Now, Manuelly, I called to talk to you this morning because these Mets fans are getting out of control.
Oh, hold on. The I just Dodgers thought my face was a Yankees. Moment, Joey.
Manny's eating some Dodgers, kid's Halloween candy.
The Dodgers and Yankees have more World Series combined than the Mets have had All-Stars on their roster. The only grace the Mets fans have is spring training. The better team won because the Toronto Blue Jays had a 3-2 lead going back home and choked on the bones and the wingless chicken they ordered. Magsy Malone, 2 years ago, I'm off mouth surgery and I'm 100% healthy and I got a lot of ish to talk.
Okay.
Magsy Malone, Your Highness, 2 years ago when I called and you said if the Dodgers don't win at least two World Series, is this all for nothing?
Yeah.
They're 2-for-2.
Yeah.
Have they proved that they can win even when the big guns are firing blanks?
Well, I think you actually just kind of said it to begin with, Friendly. I think that the Blue Jays helped them out a little bit, clearly. So, yeah, I mean, if they were, if they're dominant, Friendly, listen, they are. To the winner goes the spoils. But to Perloff said earlier, like, if you are this dominant, all, you know, dominant, leave no doubt team, you win this in five. You never go down in the series. And listen, it sounds like I'm trying to poke holes. I'm not. I'm trying to give the flowers where they belong and not more than that. Does that make sense?
Maggie.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. But real quick, let's talk statistics. The Toronto Blue Jays were one of the best teams in baseball. Statistically, pitching record. They have the fifth highest paid roster. Yep. Why are we acting like the Toronto Blue Jays are out here with holes in their gloves and mismatching cleats and no money?
Yeah, but Friendly, why do you care? Dodgers, see, this is the Dodger fans getting sensitive.
No. Magsy, yeah. I'm a little offended because all weekend I've been hearing, oh, the better team lost. The better team lost. Now, forgive me
better
for
team,
being
wrong
a fan.
Team. Yeah.
Okay, wrong team, better team, whatever. But at the end of the day, Daddy Cool, tell me if I'm lying. At the end of the day, everybody laces up their cleats, goes on that field, and plays for 9 innings. Unfortunately, the Dodgers, being champions, know how to win. Daddy Cool, your wife is now known as the coolest wife ever. You tell her the Dodgers are the team. You guys have a great day.
Friendly, you're the best. Thanks for doing it. But here's the thing, Pearl, don't you feel it? This is the one thing I'll give the Yankee fan credit for.
Hi.
You guys bought titles in the early 2000s.
You're darn tootin'.
And you didn't care what anyone thought about
you're
it.
You're damn right.
I feel like the Dodgers, Pearl, they want the Dodger fans, they want to act like this is all like, listen, you didn't break any rules. You didn't do anything wrong. People can have an opinion about Shohei deferring all that money, but you got the win. Now you just got to be comfortable in the win, and people are going to criticize it because of how the team was built.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. You can't buy a team anymore. So I don't even think people are realistically, back when the Yankees did it, and actually it's funny, once they started paying up, they started losing World Series, but back when the Yankees did it, they were one. They were singular. The Dodgers are really like, basically now, even you can't buy. If the Mets tried to buy it, they didn't even make the playoffs. Like you can't. They paid Juan Soto $700 million or whatever. There's basically no buying a World Series anymore because there's so much parity in the sport. There's such an evening out of talent that like the idea that you can outpay everybody is very difficult. That's why the Dodgers needed 7 games and 11 innings to beat the Blue Jays.
Right, but isn't it weird to make the argument you can't buy a World Series when the Dodgers won the last two World Series?
I guess so, but like it still feels like, yeah. I mean, does anybody really, are you super confident they can win a third in a row? No, it's going to be a crapshoot once again.
But you said that last year, and they won again.
Yeah, they barely.
But see, okay. JT's in Atlanta. Good morning, JT. What's up?
What's going on, you guys? Thanks for taking my call. I'm just going to say, haters going to hate. And I'm with you, Maggie. I don't give a damn about nothing that anybody has to say because guess what? All these teams are owned by multi-billionaires. So, you know what? The money's there. If you got a problem, be mad at your owner for not caring as much as you do about your team. My team invests in our players. And to, like, your point, Maggie, Kike, was a the double play in the game six. You know, you got Miggy. We have glue guys too that make a difference consistently. Even Max Muncy's home run to bring it within one. Nobody's talking about that, but that was a huge home run. You know, and he's not a big bot guy, right? So these other players have to always. You can't just win with just stars all the time. You have to have somebody, like you said, your Steve Kerr's or your Paxton. Somebody's gonna have to, your BJ Armstrong. Somebody's gonna have to come up and do something else as well. And we have that now. My real point that I called in before I got to listening to all the hate. First off, Perloff Dynasty. Of course, we've been there since 17. You know, we were in 17 and 18, and if they weren't cheating with iPhones and iPads and Apple Watches, who knows where we're at, right? Like, let's be clear. And I don't even care about 20, right? Because you're right, Maggie, that no one thinks 20 was anything.
Yeah, 60-game season, you can't count it.
Yeah, if you go back to 17, how many times have we been in the World Series, right? More than any other team, right? So you're talking about, is it a dynasty? Of course it's a dynasty. I mean, we win the division every single year. And we're not going anywhere. But my point is this, right? Everybody's considering, I feel like they got outplayed. Let me just be clear. They, for the majority of the series, the Toronto Blue Jays were better.
Yeah.
They had more hits. They did all that. But in the crucial moment, they were not. So what would you rather be? Would you rather be good for the majority of a series, but not when it really matters? Or would you rather struggle like Muncy did, like Betts did, but come up with crucial plays when it matters to win games and win a World Series?
Yeah, JT, it's good points. I think that's what you're getting to when you say, did the right team win? Because the Blue Jays were better for most of the series. And then all of a sudden you get into extra innings, whether it's game three, which went to 18 innings, or then game seven, which went to 11. And that's where the Dodgers separated themselves.
I mean, Max Muncy's pretty good, by the way. That's your journeyman. I know, like, maybe he's not peaking right now, but I think he's been to all-star games. Like, it's not, even these journeymen are kind of high-end, and Kiki Hernandez. Even coming into the series, the one guy you feared was Kiki Hernandez.
He always makes winning plays.
Oh, he's just so clutch. So,
he basically got knocked out by his own teammate on an all-time catch.
Even these journeymen are pretty high-end for the Dodgers. It's not like they're coming out of nowhere.
Let's get to Bogus, who's got headlines. We see you guys on the phones. We want to talk plenty of World Series with you and some football as well. Good morning, Bogus.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Your headline sponsored by Prize Picks. The hard-hitting football action is even better with Prize Picks. Download Prize Picks. Use code PRIMETIME.
And let's not forget Shallow.
And get $50 in bonus credit instantly when you play $5. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com. For restrictions and details. See, it is probably fair to wonder why Jaden Daniels was still playing with his Commanders down 38-7 to the Seahawks in the fourth quarter of Sunday Night Football.
Second and goal at the three. Daniels gets the snap, play action, he's in trouble, nips away from Boye Mafe, in trouble again, and spun down by the linebacker Drake Thomas.
His elbow,
the five.
His elbow.
And now Daniels is down.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, they knew right away on Commander's radio. Daniels put his left arm down as he was spun to the turf. His elbow buckled. It is reportedly a dislocation with an MRI coming today. This obviously could be season-ending. And again, it happened with his team already locked into its fourth consecutive loss, a 38-14 final with Seahawks QB Sam Darnold tossing four touchdowns.
I will say, too, like just thinking about Jaden as well right now, that last play that he had didn't look too good. So, just thinking about him and what he's going through right now.
His Seahawks keeping pace with the Rams atop the NFC West. LA, a 34-10 beating of the Saints yesterday afternoon. Matthew Stafford, four touchdown passes, two of them to Devontae Adams. The Niners also have six wins out West, but one extra loss at the moment. They dropped the Giants in Jersey yesterday, 34-24. Christian McCaffrey, 173 scrimmage yards and two touchdowns. Auburn fired Hugh Freeze yesterday, the day after a 10-3 loss to Kentucky. Freeze just 15-19 in two-plus seasons. I believe it was 1-12 against ranked opponents. And
sorry to interrupt you here, but do you know what we're up to now as far as money being paid to college football coaches who have been fired, the total.
So he's roughly 15 mil.
Yeah.
And I saw yesterday that he has actually no offset. So he gets that whether or not he works again.
Sweet.
Great agent.
So I think that puts us now at a 185.
You're right. Okay. 185, wow. Led by...
Well, I did a sportsman on this last week, so that number is in my head.
Okay. Yeah, so 185, led by Brian Kelly, of course, with the $53 million. Then James Franklin, just about 50. Billy Napier, then Hugh Freeze. Tied, really, with Mike Gundy. Remember when he got fired?
Yeah, and I think that's... I think it's only 12 fires, 12 firings, 12 coaches totaling $180 million in buyouts.
How do I convince an FBS school to make me their head coach? Yeah. They can fire me and give me a big buyout.
Obviously, your video gaming skills. Yeah. Put that on resume.
True. I don't know. The way I rebuilt Hawaii?
Yeah, exactly. I said that last week, too. I'm like, God, why didn't we all become college football coaches and stink? It would have made so much money.
We could go around yelling at kids and being hypocrites and... Oh, man, that would have been awesome.
I know. The only thing about being like a college football coach, college football coach is you either make 2 cents or you make $50 million. Yeah. So it feels like there's very little in between. I'm sure there is like a middle class.
You mean the head coaches? I mean, even their low class is probably $800,000 a year.
No, like the top assistants even make like a million or whatever.
That's a brutal business.
You basically have to eat tuna fish out of the can for three meals a day for 15 years.
Sleeping on disgusting couches. Yeah, and
putting together like playground sets for the coaches' kids and all that horrible crap.
Parking cars at Brian Kelly's party.
In the snow, like Robert Saleh, Matt LaFleur, but they got the last laugh, I guess.
Good news for Pearl this morning. Victor Wembanyama is finally a bust. Just 9 points, nine rebound, six turnovers in the Spurs' first loss of the season, 131-18 in Phoenix.
The fact that we didn't make a lot of open shots, which happens to every team in history, you know, that made them even more confident in their defense and in what they were doing.
That guy just sounds like a giant.
He's just top of the beanstalk right there.
The Suns offense didn't miss much. They opened 14 of 20 from three. They led by as many as 31 before, again, a 130-118 win. And what a finish for Manny and his fellow gearheads. NASCAR's season finale went to their version of overtime because of a late caution. Everybody went to pit lane. Kyle Larson got back out quicker than Denny Hamlin and finished three spots ahead of him to claim his second season title. Still zero for Hamlin.
Can you believe that? Denny Hamlin's been racing for decades, it feels like, and he still doesn't have a championship.
And was basically guaranteed to win yesterday until a dude blew a tire and crashed.
Wow. NASCAR, baby.
That's a guy who started out video gaming. That's how he got discovered as a driver. EJ, just keep that in mind.
Ooh, hope for me.
But are we ready to have the Mac Jones?
I don't think Manny believes that.
That's not true.
It's not, right? Yeah.
No, Denny Hamlin, that's how he started.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Denny Hamlin, who started racing in like 2003, who's like 40 years old.
He got discovered by somebody on a simulator. I'm almost sure.
There was a movie about a race car driver.
That was F1 though, right?
Or just that type of race. That wasn't a NASCAR thing.
Yeah.
I think it was one of the big races.
He's done more than just NASCAR though.
Yeah, but he might have been racing, but he was discovered on a simulator as well. I could be totally wrong, but I double checked.
You said it really confidently. I remember
Denny Hamlin used to come into the DP show a lot, talk at North Carolina Hoops, and I remember him telling this story.
Really?
That Junior or somebody watched him on a simulator, and he was amazing.
I don't know. Being discovered on a simulator seems like something for like a 20-year-old nowadays, and Denny Hamlin is about 20 years.
No, he's been racing cars since he was seven.
Yeah.
In Virginia.
He definitely does simulator stuff, though. So I'm trying to figure out.
Well, they all do. They practice on it.
This quick Google search I'm trying to do here.
But can we...
Pretty sure during the pandemic, they were all on simulators trying to pass by the time.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the Mac Jones versus Sam Darnold for MVP conversation? Are we there? I mean, definitely.
How dare you disrespect Drake May?
I'm just saying.
One bad game.
It's going to be the system quarterback left for dead MVP race. Because Dan Jones, like the three of them should form a little fraternity. Like you thought we sucked and now we're amazing.
Well, Dan stooges. Jones might have to sit in the foyer for
a week.
That was not good yesterday. The Colts falling hard against the Pittsburgh Steelers. We got so much football to get to. The Packers lost an improbable game. What's going on in Green Bay? And of course, we got the big game from yesterday with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Bills. So much to get to. The World Series, though, takes center stage. Did the right team win? 888-710-4ISN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Pearl Off Show.
I started out as a high school reporter. Before that, I was an intern at three different locations. I lived off of tuna fish and Kool-Aid. I worked in Archdale, North Carolina. I started off as a high school writer. I went to college. I went covering colleges. And then from there, I was a backup NBA writer before being an NBA beat writer, before being an NBA columnist, before becoming a general sports columnist, one of only 21 African Americans in American history at the time to be in that position. I climbed from the gutter.
That was the Stephen A. Smith journey. We were talking about college football coaches. Basically, you either get paid 2 cents or you get paid $50 million. It feels like there's nothing in between because we have $185 million worth of buyouts already for college football coaches who have just been fired this season, Pearl. And they've all been fired like within the last, basically the last couple weeks outside of Mike Gundy and some other dudes. But like, it's crazy. And it's one of those boom or bust franchises because we're all asking, how do we become fired college football coaches where you get paid to do jack squat? 888-710-4ISN. Meanwhile, World Series was epic. Game 7, Dodgers win it back-to-back. Ramon is in Indianapolis. Ramon, what do you want to say about the World Series? Did the right team win?
You know, good morning, everybody, and thanks for taking my call. As not, it was painful at first, but not so much painful to say, I think the right team won. You know what I focus on? First of all, that ball getting trapped underneath the mats in game 6, that turned the tide right there on Toronto. Mm. I think that was a lost play. And then getting doubled up, A-Rod went off on that, getting doubled up. As an old college baseball player, you got to watch that ball fall. So getting doubled up on in game 6 there in the game, that was heartbreaking. But the defense of the Dodgers, you know, yep. I'm old school, and I remember the Sean Dunstan days in Chicago and Ryan Sandberg. Like I said, I talked about Mike Schmidt never missing a ball. We know what Bill Buckner happened when he let a ball get past. You know, defense wins. And flagging those balls the way the Dodgers did, especially that center field out there, that was phenomenal defense. And it makes a purist like me just admire it. You know,
and down to the literal like big toe of Will Literal. Smith in Game 7 with Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, Pearl, God. Breaking for home.
Literal. And you know, the defense.
Miguel Rojas somehow gathers himself mm-hmm. as he is sort of completely, you know, thrown off his balance and somehow gathers himself, fires home. And that could have just ended the World Series. Now, I don't know how I would have, like, reacted if the World Series ended on a overturned play at the plate.
Right.
But man, that would have been something.
I thought Toronto should call a squeeze play there. That would have been perfect squeeze. See, they don't think old school ball.
They actually bunted in the series.
No one expected it. Hmm?
They did bunt in the series. It was killing me every time I screamed at it. Don't bunt.
Well, Sack bunted to get Vlad Guerrero in scoring position. I mean, unbelievable stuff. And that's because Bo Bichette was out of the game because he had to get pinch run for because his knee's so bad.
Well, they had Sack bunted.
What about Buffalo? They won. They beat Kansas City again in the regular season. What does that mean for us? What does that mean for Buffalo? I mean, they do this all the time in the regular season. What does it really mean? Come on, you got to explain that later. I can't wait to hear you.
Ramon, I got thoughts.
What does that really mean?
I got thoughts. And Perloff and I, thank you, Ramon. Perloff and I completely disagreeing about what happened yesterday in Buffalo, about what it means, about why the Chiefs lost. Got a lot of stuff there. First, George in L.A. George, congrats to your Dodgers. What a banner weekend for L.A. sports.
Yeah, Maggie and Perloff, good morning. I didn't expect them to win, to be honest with you. I didn't think they could go to Toronto and win 2 games in a row, but these guys got some stamina to them. Will Smith, Max Muncy, and Rojas. I mean, all three hitting home runs late in the game when the World Series. Very impressive. Andy Páez, the center fielder, that great catch over Kiki Hernandez's head or whatever he fell down or whatever. That was weird, man. I'm just glad he caught the ball. But it's been a quite a weekend. I'm very happy because between Dodgers and the Rams and Texas Tech, it's been a nice weekend. I don't mean, you know.
Yeah.
George,
we're
going
to conveniently leave. Thank you, George. Congrats to your Dodgers and the Rams. Got a big win yesterday. I mean, you're playing the Saints at home, but we'll leave UCLA out of this. They did have a 3-0 lead at one point against Indiana, Pearl.
We're in L.A.
UCLA had their moment this year. Remember when we were all into the New Eisel kid?
Jerry. No, they lost 56-6. The USC won.
It was funny how now when they lose, they show the coach and not Jerry Neuheisel. I find that interesting.
It's us and USC.
Mm-hmm.
All the graphics are like, hey, you said they lost again. I'm like, wait, what happened to Jerry Neuheisel?
Nowhere to be found. That blonde hair, not going to see that again until they win.
Fire, USC probably doesn't win if Raiola doesn't get hurt.
Terrible.
That was a dicey game. I don't think USC's great. But USC, by the way, there are a lot of teams who have a resume who are going to be in the playoff where one, USC is their best win. Like, it's a crazy season. But college football, good luck figuring that one out. I mean, there is not, except for maybe Ohio State, I don't know if there's one great team. Anybody could lose to anybody on a given week.
Well, I mean, Indiana would show you they're a great team. A&M. I mean,
Indiana beat Oregon.
Yeah.
Who we don't know if they're a great team either. Other than that, they play. It's amazing. They play Maryland 8 weeks in a row.
Well, they played UCLA this week and won 56-6. So, probably three teams only getting in from the Big Ten, I would think. Obviously, with Penn State as you know is completely out, and so you have Ohio State.
What makes you say that?
You have Indiana, and then probably Oregon?
But definitely Oregon. I mean, unless they trip up. Do they have any real games left on their
schedule? Yeah, they're going to Iowa this week. Anyone can lose 16-13 in Iowa. We've seen that far too many times. Now, college football was nuts. I think one of the big headliners was all the chaos in the ACC with EJ's Miami Hurricanes falling.
That didn't happen.
What's that?
That didn't happen.
Yeah. I'm sure you wish it didn't. Somehow, when the calendar turns to November, all of a sudden Miami Hurricanes can't play football and Mario Cristobal can't coach it.
Yeah, my life sucks.
Arch Manning had a big week that. Big win over Vanderbilt.
That's nothing for me, Maggie, but thanks.
I'm just going over some of the headlines.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. We get back to the Arch NFL. We have more World Series takes for you. And who was yesterday more about? Was it about Buffalo or was it about Kansas City? Bills come away narrowly with a win as a Hail Mary from Patrick Mahomes falls short. It's Nagy and Perloff Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.